Well, hello again. George Holford, Local Matters, and today we've got a very special guest, a real leader in our community, a real leader in our region, in our outdoor economy, and Heather Call. So, Heather, we're glad to have you here, owner of Outdoor Experience, and again, a noted leader in our outdoor economic development for the region. So, welcome. And what we're going to do, you thought I was kidding off air. This is about the who. And to give our audience, there's so many people who moved here in the last few years, and we're growing. And it's just good to get to know the people personally. And there's not a program we don't do that I don't learn more about people I thought I already knew. So welcome to the show, and we're going to start at birth, believe it or not.
Wow.
Yeah, okay. So tell us about Heather, okay, starting at birth and anything you want to tell.
Well, first off, I appreciate the opportunity to be here with you, George.
Mm-hmm.
Nice to be talking with you.
Yeah good. Thanks, same here.
So I was born in Nashville, and about 5 years old, we moved to Spring Hill, and that was before Spring Hill was what it is now.
Wow.
So lived on a farm there, and what brought me to Cookeville was Tennessee Tech. So moved to Cookeville in 1991, got a degree, an undergraduate degree in sociology and a master's degree in psychology.
Ooh.
And worked as a counselor for a few years, really just about 5 years before I opened the Outdoor Experience in 1998.
Wow.
So it's my 26th year with the shop. I feel very lucky to have been able to maintain and operate a small business in Cookeville. In 2017, I was able to add Caney Fork Cycles to the mix,
mm-hmm.
which has been a fun endeavor as well, adding bicycles. We are located all in the same building on different floors. And then last year, added the outpost at Meadow Creek Park, which is a great little park owned by the city of Monterey on Clark Range Highway.
Sure. I hiked that years ago when it was just a little rustic trail around it. I mean, was it 100? I forget how many acres it is. It's
The park is about a 300-acre park, and it's a 90-acre lake.
I thought about 100 acres.
So. And how I discovered it is I'm also a part of an organization called Upper Cumberland Sorba, and that is the Upper Cumberland Southern Off-Road Bicycle Association.
Mm-hmm.
And we are a part of the International Mountain Bike Association. We have about 10,000 members within 7 states. However, our little chapter has about 105 members right now, and we started building mountain bike trails and the hiking trails in 2019, and the park was totally different then. Actually, it was a little bit sketchy. We would go out to build trails, and we would find, we could tell people had been there partying or camping out, and it was a beautiful place to be, but not everybody was comfortable going out there, so it's been a really cool thing with the addition of trails and the addition of Monterey investing money into the park to see it totally change. You go out there now, and it's not unusual for 150 to 200 people to come through in a given day, bringing their kayaks or at the swim beach or riding their bicycles or hiking the trails. It's
been provide, I mean, you've got a service out there that you provide, I think, kayaks or bikes or whatever. You actually have a deal with the city up there that you're doing that.
Yep.
So I was going to ask you what your passions are, but I think you're telling me now that you are you have a love for the outdoors.
Absolutely.
Was that in childhood all up, or
Well, growing up on a farm, I was always outside, out exploring. And when I moved to college is probably when I got a little more serious about hiking. And I've over the years, I've rotated through many different sports. Started out as a backpacker and a hiker, and then I moved to whitewater kayaking, and then rock climbing. And now my big passion is bicycling. I still do a little bits of the other things, but mostly I can be found on a bike these days.
So when you're not at the Outdoor Experience, you're out somewhere doing some of these things.
Oh, absolutely.
That's great. Rock climbing, There's a rock. Actually, we have rock climbing at Monterey. I saw that. Right. There's other areas too. So, we have a growing industry, a natural environment it's been here, and we're discovering it and rediscovering it and rediscovering it.
Right. Right. Yeah. Which is a cool thing, and that was part of the reason in opening the outpost at Monterey is to have a place where we could expose people to outdoor recreation. Sometimes it's a little bit intimidating to start a new sport, and we're offering both guided trips as well as we do clinics and teach people as well as rent the equipment. So you don't have to go all out and invest all at once, a whole lot of money if you don't know if you're going to like it or not. So having this business allows us to people to explore and just rent for a few hours and see if they're going to like it.
Is there a better place? If you think about all the things that we have to do outdoors, we don't have an ocean.
Right.
But other than that, we got just about everything else.
Absolutely. We were in a beautiful place for outdoor recreation. And a lot of it, like you mentioned, is kind of untapped.
Yep.
You know, people are beginning to discover it. As we all know, with COVID came a whole influx of new people to our community as well, and it's been exciting to see people's interest.
Years ago, and you were involved with this. But I remember Mayor Womack when he was mayor, he called it catch and release. We bring all these people, whether it's TSSAA or the Hog Rally or the Ride to the Sky, cycling. We bring people. We collectively bring people in partners with the state and all these agencies. They come to our town, our region, spend the night, spend money, and go home.
Right.
It's the purest form of economic development.
Right.
And our future is very, very bright.
I agree.
What's so? Any other hobbies you have, or growing up, or This is your life.
The past several years, I've been very involved with the group I mentioned, Upper Cumberland Sorba. In fact, I'm the chapter president.
Great.
And our goal is to bring more mountain bike opportunities to this area, and again, have an avenue where people can learn safely, and then have places they can go. We don't have just a lot of trails here for that purpose, and people have had to travel, but we're changing that. We are growing. So in Monterey, for example, we are about 7 miles into a 13-mile project. So that's going to be a pretty impressive trail system. And Cane Creek Park, we've also been able to double the trails there with about 6 miles of trails. There are a few other opportunities that we can start working on. It's hard, you know.
Yeah.
It's kind of hard, and relying on volunteer hours. It's trail building is a hard thing to do.
You know, you've heard me say this: serving in a volunteer organization, but it's a business organization with staff and funding. I've always we depend on our volunteers and our volunteer organizations. And now that I'm retired and volunteering more, I have mm-hmm. even greater appreciation for what Friends of the Rail Trail, we could name social volunteer organizations that have passion and do it because they love the community and love what they're doing and don't necessarily have the resources of the staff to every day. We are the staff if you're a volunteer.
Right. And on top of having a 9-to-5 job, you know, to spend your extra time volunteering.
Yeah.
Which brings me to my next passion has been the Tennessee Central Trail and expansion efforts. I am currently serving on the board, the Tennessee Central Trail Authority Board.
Yes.
And you know, we would love to see that trail expanded. Our goal is Monterey to the Caney Fork, which would be over 40 miles of greenway stretching across the Upper Cumberland region. It would be amazing. It would be amazing.
It's a personal passion that I have since moving here 20 years ago. We've come a long way, but we're just tipping the iceberg. A lot of it's letting people know.
Right, right.
And again, I think it started when we got a grant some 20, whatever years ago it was. It was before my time, right about my time. I think we got a few million dollar grant through the federal government, and Mayor Sam Glasgow.
Uh-huh.
I'm gonna leave. I shouldn't do this because you start leaving names out. Mayor Womack and others. So we have talk about the trail a little bit. How long is it now? What are we? You know, what are we doing with the friends group
that
we formed? And
So please. Right now it's a little over 4 miles, and it stretches from the depot here in Cookeville to Allgood. The next phase that we have been working on is from Allgood up Brotherton Mountain.
That's now, wonderful.
It's a little bit of a challenge because the railway is still a working railway. I mean, it doesn't see a lot of traffic on it, but it is still saved for that purpose.
Yes.
So what we are having to work with is the right-of-way and finding a way to get up the mountain that people are going to be able to manage. And
yeah.
When I talk about getting up the mountain, up Brotherton Mountain, which if you've driven up there, you know, it's
I mean, there aren't many places with an 800-foot elevation change on their rail trail.
Right.
With
right.
an excursion train, possibly.
Right.
And it's rails yeah. with trails.
Right.
It's a much more challenging project than rails to
right.
trails, like
Absolutely.
The Virginia Creeper or some of these other
yes.
Known projects. So we have a friends group now. And we're supporting the authority and supporting the cities and the county, and we're moving forward.
Yeah, that's been an exciting thing, too, to watch the friends group form. We've got a very active and very excited group of, again, volunteers. We have just wrapped up one of the biggest fundraisers of our year, Ride to the Sky, which brought about 399 people into Cookeville to participate in.
Heather, let's do this. This is first segment. When we come back, let's talk about that,
sure,
that project.
Sure, absolutely.
George Alford with Heather Call, and we'll be right back. Welcome back. George Alford with Heather Call, a leader in our region and state and in outdoor. Her business is appropriately called the Outdoor Experience. And that's what we're talking about today. When we left a moment ago, we were talking about Ride to the Sky and events and the friends group. So could we pick up there and talk about
sure.
Ride to the Sky and what's it for and what we do? And
sure. Well, the Ride to the Sky is a ride that has been going on, bicycle ride that's been going on in Cookeville for 10 years now. It was formerly a fundraiser for Cookeville Regional Medical Center, but they decided they weren't going to continue with that event. So we were approached as the Tennessee Central Trail Authority and asked if we could take it, if we wanted to take it over as a fundraiser, and we thought it would be a great idea. It's appropriate, you know, it involves bicycles.
Fits right in, yeah.
So however, we were a little overwhelmed by it. So we started thinking, how can we get help? We need a friends group. So Chuck Womack was very instrumental in
yes.
forming in gathering people together and forming a group. And I would say we probably have about 40 members in the friends group
yep.
That have just doing an excellent job, because it's not easy to pull off a big event like this. But it happened this past weekend, September the 14th. It is a bicycle ride that showcases the Upper Cumberland region in a series of different routes. We have got a 9-mile family fun route that people can get out there with their kids, or anybody can get out there and ride our current rail to trail. We have a 36-mile route, a 62-mile route, and a 100-mile route.
Wow.
And it attracts cyclists all over the region. We've even had people as far away as Texas and Indiana and lots of folks from Nashville and Franklin, and then, of course, our local people. And like I mentioned, we did see about 399, we'll round it up to 400, people come through. It is hosted very generously by Red Silo Brewing Company.
Yep.
They allow us to use their venue, which is a great help. So many community members helped out donating food or donating time or donating money to help make this a great event. And it was truly a great event.
You know, you said those numbers. I believe the Ride to the Sky had, over the years, had gotten down 100, 150.
Right.
Is that correct?
Yeah, yeah.
And I remember last year, and I'm a volunteer in this group, and I think last year we were all getting ready to start taking it up. This
right.
is the second time we've been involved.
Uh-huh.
And we were thinking 100 might be pretty good.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we had 300 last year. I just heard for the first time, almost, well, just round it off, 400. Right. We had 400 people from all over, and they had a great time. And we kept saying, they said, they'll be back next year.
Absolutely, absolutely. We got so much good feedback. Luckily, Mother Nature cooperated with us. We were a little afraid the hurricane was going to catch up, but it didn't, and it was just a fabulous day all around, and a good fundraiser. We were very successful in raising monies that we hope to go toward the expansion effort of the trail.
I think it was thousands of dollars.
Absolutely.
I don't even want to say the number, 15,000, 20,000 or more.
I don't know if the final count is in, but
yeah, I shouldn't do that.
Right.
But that money will be used with the. And we support the Rail Authority. We're not the Rail Authority, but we're marketing and government bodies working with trying to find get funding. So we're Tennessee Tech is helping us too with plans and their business department. I forgot the name.
Right. Yep, they're helping with the survey so we can kind of gauge the use of the current trail right now and hopefully use those statistics to help us gain additional funding. You know, the thing about a project like this is there's so much to it, and it's not cheap. It's an expensive endeavor. Just the plans alone, you know, would shock people to know how much it costs to just get the plans without even building.
And we're helping to augment some costs for, like, plans and stuff right now. I think that's right.
Yes.
To get the plans. The number I heard, Heather's. It can be like $1 million a mile.
Right, right.
So you start talking about building a 39, 40
that's something. A lot of money.
Over a period of a long, long time, but you eat the elephant one toe at a time. So it's a mile here, a mile there, 5 miles.
Absolutely. And our goal is to work with other agencies that may be able to provide resources as far as grants and funding, you know, because we realized. Probably we're not going to be able to raise $39 million on our own, but yes.
And you know, we could have a whole afternoon on all of this, but just is there a project in our county that touches so many different lives and needs, everything from health care to transportation to safety to recruiting and business for employees or outdoor. I mean, Tennessee Tech is
tourism.
It covers all of our towns.
Absolutely.
So you can tell I'm pumped up about it. Really, yeah.
I think it would be a very worthwhile project to see completed.
You know, let's spend a little more. Let's go back to Monterey and what they're doing. I'd love to hear. I know our audience would what you're doing at our lake and just talk about how all that came about, what we're doing. And
yep. Well, like I had mentioned, I first got the idea when I was part of the trail building crew that was out there building the trails. And once being out there, if you've spent any time, you just kind of fall in love with it. It's a beautiful area. The lake is really nice for kayakers and stand-up paddleboard because there is no motorized traffic allowed on the lake. It's actually Monterey's backup water supply source, so they try to protect it a little bit.
Sure.
They don't want gas engines in there. So it's a really nice place to get on the water and not have to worry about the wakes of boats or any of that. Monterey did bring in some sand to make a little swim beach, so that's been very popular for the kids. They've added recently this year, put a few picnic tables as well as a kayak launch ramp, which is ADA compliant. So that is also a neat thing. And then, like I mentioned, we not only rent kayaks and stand-up paddle boards, but we rent mountain bikes as well. So the trail is not a greenway. It is totally different than what we were talking about, the Tennessee Central Trail greenway. It is not paved. It is a mountain bike trail. So we just like people to know that so they don't have expectations of getting out there and not being challenged. It is a little bit challenging, but it's beautiful to hike. It's just a really lovely area.
But when it's not new, but it's really a new major tourist attraction for that end of our county and our county. And the connectivity, even though it's too different, One day you'll be there and you can go all the way to the Caney Fork River.
That'd be amazing.
40 miles or more. Wouldn't it be amazing? I mean,
it would.
How many places could, with an 800-foot elevation change?
Right.
I mean, that's...
And so many people in our area do travel to, you mentioned the Virginia Creeper, but the Virginia Creeper Trail, which is wildly popular, you know, for people to go ride their bikes down. They actually transport you to the top of the hill and you ride your bikes down about 32 miles.
And we could do that here.
Absolutely.
In the future with the railroad.
Right. Oh,
maybe. I'm not trying to say that. I said I wasn't going to talk. Here I go again. But a new friend of mine have moved in from Chicago, and we hadn't even talked about it. They've been here a couple of years. And I asked him a few weeks ago, I said, well, what are you doing this weekend? He said, well, we've invited friends down from Chicago to go to the Virginia Creeper.
Wow.
So, I mean, that's the type. I think there was like 150 or 200,000 people participate. And don't hold me to these numbers.
Right.
The Virginia Creeper has really become a major tourist attraction. And this has the potential to be it and more.
Right.
Or can be, or in complements.
Every bit of it. And, you know, the stats that we, during our research with the Trail Authority, show that it brings in about $1.4 million a year to that region in Virginia. So,
yeah. So we're going to come back and pick up and look in the future and crystal ball and continue on this conversation. Stay tuned. Well, we're back. George Hofford with Heather Call. We're talking about outdoor and the outdoor experience. A little plug there again, Heather. And one of our region and really one of our states' top outdoor enthusiasts that really works there in our community and all over. So we're talking about a lot of outdoor activities, and let's look in the future a little bit. Let's from the present and in the future, where we're going, Heather. So just where do you want to jump in on?
Right. If we jump back to the Tennessee Central Trail, I mean, hopefully in the future we do see expansion going on. You know, we see it going up towards Monterey as well as towards the Baxter region. Currently, the city of Cookeville does have a plan to go towards Cane Creek Park.
Think how big that would be,
right?
Just in and of itself.
Oh, right. Yeah. It would definitely be a very cool thing for people to hop on the trail and be able to ride to the park. And
yeah.
Yeah. Safely.
And then east, yes. What we're doing in Allgood, and
right.
The county is looking to move to go where you might want to comment on that too. The
right.
Plan to go east, the next phase.
It's my understanding that Allgood does have the money set aside to expand to the base of Brotherton Mountain, which will be part of their sidewalk project.
About a mile, I understand.
About a mile. So that will be a very neat thing. Next plan would be going to Paragon Road, which is also on Brotherton Mountain, and then to Brotherton Community Center. So
wonderful.
Yes. Yeah, so we are very hopeful. Again, everything takes time. Mm-hmm. It takes money. So it's just finding those means. And what I would do is just encourage the community to let our local officials know that we want this. We want this.
Yes.
So letting our city council members or our county commissioners or our mayors know this is something that we're interested in.
You know, we were talking off air a while ago. I don't know of a project that has more opportunities for our citizens and economic development, all the things it does from health, transportation, climate. I mean, you know, it's a non-motorized program, and I'm not talking politically, but
right.
it health, recruiting industry, business, that recruiting Tennessee Tech students who love the outdoors. Congressman Bart Gordon told me 15, 20 years ago when I first moved here that in Murfreesboro, developers were building subdivisions that connected to their rail trail.
Wow.
A lot of opportunity here, and it's just got to become more of the thing to do.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's exciting to think about all the possibilities.
And we've got the state, and, you know, we've become they know us in Nashville now. Is that a fair, they always have, but
so.
They really know us at Department of Tourism. Mm-hmm. We were talking about that off air. So moving forward, what do you see in your future?
Well, I'll tell you, I feel extremely fortunate to have been operating a small business in Cookeville for the past 26 years.
And
I hope to be able to keep on keeping on. I so appreciate people supporting. It's been a neat thing to see our community continue to support our local economy.
Very, you know, it's the old thing about servanthood and giving, and when you give, you receive, and giving back, and
right.
Just a wonderful, wonderful to have a business like that in a more rural area as
right.
opposed to Nashville or Atlanta. Or
Chattanooga. Oh, absolutely. Early years, it definitely was a challenge because I will admit we sell some pretty high end stuff, but a lot of our products are made to last. Most have lifetime warranties or are made very environmentally friendly, and they're just good quality products that you're not going to have to replace. So
yeah.
The first several years had to educate people of why they might spend a little more money for this product, but people are learning and people are appreciating, I think, the quality, and that they can feel comfortable spending their hard-earned money on something that is going to last and stick around.
You know, this age-old thing of no matter where you are, if you grew up in a place, we all take our stuff for granted. I mean, we're living in a wonder world of on the plateau of the Highland Rim. And yet, I mean, even my wife and I find ourselves so hurried to get somewhere, we forget to enjoy the ride, enjoy the scenery along the way.
Right. Home is a beautiful place.
It is. So we're excited about it, and we hope we'll expend more. Cane Creek, you've been building trails too, you said.
Right. And we do have a new project going on at Cane Creek Park where we're building a kids loop. So this
Ooh.
Will be for kids about anybody can ride it, but will be targeted easy enough for kids about 10 and under to ride. In fact, on October 5th, we are having an event, Take a Kid Mountain Biking Day, and hope that you guys will come out and bring your kids or your grandkids to this trail and try it out and see what it's like.
Really some nice, you know, it's been a few years now. We've got a dog park out at Cane Creek now.
Okay.
We have another one, you know, out on the Gainesboro grade. But we truly are expanding our outdoors.
Absolutely.
And I know the city's looking at another park. I think that's right, south, as we grow. So it's really going to give people more and more of an opportunity to experience one of the things that makes us so special.
We live in a cool place, George, for sure.
And it's getting cooler every day. We just
got to
take care of it. Monterey too. It's just in the recent year. Well, I shouldn't say it. But in recent years, the energy level, and I'm not talking politically because I know people, politics change and people change, but Monterey is really is fired up about this stuff, aren't they?
I think so.
The political leadership, the business leadership.
It's been neat to see different businesses moving into Monterey and opening up. They're getting a new Italian restaurant there that looks pretty neat, and a few other restaurants right downtown. Seeing little shops popping up, coffee shops and boutiques.
You know, we hadn't even mentioned B-Rock.
Oh, right.
The transition that's taken place and what the city's doing, the state, everybody. But that's sort of a postcard for Putnam County.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. If you haven't been there, definitely go check it out. It's a nice, easy walk from the parking lot, and it's just a gorgeous, gorgeous overlook.
And it's where I grew up. It's in the mountains. To me, I'm in the mountains when I'm there. But it's just and Monterey is doing a great job working to make all this, to link everything.
Right, and they have been so gracious to us and opening up the outpost and the excitement that they have seeing something out in their park that is helping to bring people out there as well.
You know, it's our mountain town. We hadn't even talked about the Cherokee heritage and the and just what all that brings people to our region. The trail, the Northern Trail of Tears, and Monterey played a standing stone is a big big program there. So I'm sounding like an old chamber guy. I got Pete.
Well, we just have so many neat things around and so many beautiful parks and and options for us to get outside and recreate.
You know, we had Muddy Pond and, just on and on and on, just the things that we have to get out. And that trail is hopefully going to be a spine that connects even more our communities. Do you think, and the railroad, just talking a little, just something I don't know a lot about recently, but, there was a change in ownership of the railroad, and Corman is one of the top short line railroads in the country, R.J. Corman. They are really a lot larger railroad, so they've been supported, but getting to know them even better and having getting our relationships really up to speed for the future too, because Corman's going to play a major role, R.J. Corman, in our future.
Right. And with the authority, of course, we try to maintain a good working relationship with them, and they've been a good partner thus far.
You know, we had the mayor on in a previous recent program, and that's one thing. Our agencies work well together, the cities, the county, the state. I mean, we're very – it's not this way other places, the cooperation that we have going. So we're blessed to be here, and this is home now.
Yes.
Been home for years.
I agree. Really, I feel the same way.
So you're not going anywhere, are you?
I think I'm here to stay. I may hop on my bike and do some riding around in different places sometimes, but always come back home to Cookeville.
I noticed even when we first moved here in 04, I live out in that area, White Plains area. We have a large group of cyclists that ride.
We do.
Brotherton Mountain.
Yes.
Buck Mountain Road. Yeah, we do. So we have a history here that's probably bigger than most people would even realize. So,
right. Well, we have a pretty safe place to get out. We have beautiful roads with low traffic once you get out of town a little bit. So it's a safe area to ride. And, of course, just looking around, you'll understand why people get out there, too, because it's just so beautiful.
And it's not flat land, folks.
You've got to climb. Anywhere you go, you've got to climb some mountains.
You know, I was talking to Sam Glasgow. I get all fired up and this stuff. And I said, I grew up bicycling. He said, George, your age, you need to keep walking.
Oh.
Don't get out there going around these curves and hills. And Sam's still out there. He and his wife are out there riding. So.
Yeah.
So we're very fortunate to have the team that we have, the leaders in place, and the community as a whole to support this.
I agree.
We've got not many seconds left. Anything else you want to tell the group or talk to the group about? Or I always repeat myself. So
right. Well, again, I appreciate you having me on here and giving me the opportunity to talk about not only what I have going on, but what I know that the community has going on, too. And I just encourage everybody to get out there and explore, because life is too short to stay indoors.
And again, what we said, a lot of it is awareness, isn't it? It's communication. It's making people say, I didn't know that, or I didn't know we had a rail trail.
Right.
You know, I mean, we those of us who are involved, we're in it every day, so we know. Great. Thank you, George Hallford, Heather Call, Local Matters. See you next time.